Begin.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
I'm back.
We're all back. I'm Morgan Nickel, Big Mouth Dickhead from the internet.
And I'm Dylan Reeve, rational human being.
Very sensible. I'm like the wrong one, and you're like the straight man.
Yeah, sure. Totally, that's what I am.
Once upon a time, I never would have considered that possible.
It is a strange turn of events.
Yeah. If you can't do it drunk, you can't do it. I'm not drunk. Still can't do it.
I am. No, I'm not.
Did you go to that TV3 thing tonight? You were going to go to...
No, it really didn't quite work.
What was the thing you were going to go to that you didn't go to then? That no longer is even
interesting? The season wrap of... Series wrap of Media 3.
Oh, friend of the show, Jose Barbosa's TV show.
Well, yeah, you could call it Jose's TV show.
I've heard that other people probably help out, but let's be honest about where the majority of the talent is.
Well, and of course the starring beard.
I'm a big fan of beards, but mine, I think it's come to the end of its useful life. I've got a lot of beard. Oh, I've got a lot of beard. This is the most beard I've ever had, and it is... It's
a lot of beard.
It's too much.
Is it too much? Too much beard for you?
It's too much for me. It is properly Duck Dynasty.
I still have no concept of what that really means.
Have you ever watched the show?
Nope.
So you gave me that Psy t-shirt.
Yep.
Without having even seen it.
Nope. I saw it was a Duck Dynasty t-shirt and you talked about Duck Dynasty. And I went, I know what Morgan will like. He will like a t-shirt that is about this show that he's mentioned a couple of times.
Did you get that Duck Dynasty t-shirt from Walmart, which we were talking about off air just a minute ago?
Walmart or Target, I don't remember which. One of those two mega stores, or Sears maybe even, who knows?
Cool. So one thing about America is, unlike, for instance, the couple of places that I've been more recently, Thailand and Japan, it would actually be possible for me to get clothes that fit there.
It's although even with, you know, the preponderance of fatness, I found it quite hard to... I wanted to buy a pair of jeans, and I found it that there was just a surprising number that... Maybe they sold out in my size.
Yeah.
But I'm not huge, and they didn't seem to have the size that I was looking for in a number of styles.
I'm quite lucky with jeans because I'm a 40, and that seems to be... Like, most places have 40. Often they don't go further up than that, but they go that far.
That's a hard life.
Yeah. I would prefer to be a 38. Because even more places have a 38.
I did not see a noticeable immense fatness while I was in the States, but I wasn't really looking for... Although I went to Walmart and I didn't even see any like prime examples of people of Walmart.
You probably have to go to particular one. Like if you went to a Florida one, I bet you'd see some people of Walmart.
I'll try and look a lot more carefully next time.
So a lot has happened since last week. So many things, and things that are very exciting, I think, for us, and are right in our wheelhouse.
I'm going to say probably there's, you know, a similar number of things have happened in the last week than in the week previous to that. You know, I think.
But I think that
progress marches forward at a similar pace.
These things are more interesting to me than
many of them, certainly.
Let's say
maybe. What do you got?
I had a story about Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he's got a new song style thing, music, new music from Justin Bieber.
New music will end witch hunt. I'll tell you what, there's no chance of that because the guy is insufferable, and I think that everyone is moving on to the next lesbian-looking, you know, pubescent sort of adolescent boy. All of the middle-aged women who I guess were most excited about him, they're moving on to whoever's new.
No, there was a shitload of teenage girls who were very excited about him.
Who cares about teenage girls?
There's two things about Justin Bieber. One, he was never that, like, you know, we shit upon a number of popular music artists simply for being popular music artists, and really their music isn't especially bad or all that much, you know, different to any other. It's just they get picked on. But Justin Bieber has, I mean, and then the second thing about Justin Bieber is I have this not uncontrollable, I've never acted on it, but I have this urge to punch him in the face. If I ever met him, I would probably want to punch him in the face. And I just don't know why.
I find him terrible. It appears that he can actually sing, but as a human,
Yeah, he's not a good human. By all accounts, there's nothing inherently wrong with his music. It's just, you know, it's a particular style. It's so the same what, you pop don't like it, whatever. Else. There's lots of other music just like it that we don't worry about. But he, as a person, is out of control. And also, even before he was as out of control as he is now, he was a brat.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know people who have met him and have worked with him, and he is an insufferable brat.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe his musical, you never know, maybe he can reinvent himself. He's still got plenty of potential time left to become something awesome. Could happen.
More interesting to us, though, even than that.
I can't imagine anything more interesting than Justin Bieber.
So this, a lot of people watched the Texas Senate debating what is being basically called an abortion bill. An abortion
bill. It is an abortion bill, unquestionably. People have called it an abortion ban.
Yeah. And so the Republicans, the right wing, I don't even know what the best term is for those motherfuckers. I mean, obviously they are Republicans, but they're also a particular kind of Christian
that thinks socially conservative Republicans, not fiscally conservative.
Yeah,
necessarily. Although there's obviously a commonality, but there are some Republicans who are simply fiscally conservative, and there are some who are hugely morally conservative.
And they forget the separation of church and state. Now, I mean, it's not technically a church, but it is people who basically might as well be.
Well, they forget any concept of libertarian values. I mean, there's Republicans who are strongly libertarian who still for some reason go along with this shit.
Anyway, so this was being debated in the Texas Senate, and it had somehow, through wangling, been shifted to the last day of a special legislative session that ended at midnight. And so the Democrats announced in advance that they were going to...
Wrong with the way this works. I mean, I don't understand this. If you don't pass a law by the end of the session, the law, it just vanishes. You can't... It's finished. It's done. It's dead. Which is weird to start with. The day before that, they were... Well, not the day before that. Their session before that went until like 4 a.m. and then they had like 2.5 or 3 hours break before they came back in and went till midnight at the end of that day, which was the end of the session, so they couldn't go past midnight.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. It's a fundamentally broken system to start with. But anyway,
I think when you, it's easy for us to forget how bad it is to not have a proportional system. So at the moment, the right wingers in New Zealand can more or less do what they want.
Pretty close. 61.
It's close. Well,
they have 60. They need 61.
That's right. So there needs to be at least two parties agreeing. And so that means that there actually does have to be some diplomacy involved. Now, of course, we don't normally get to see most of it. You know, there'll be I don't even know. Do we do pork barrel stuff in New Zealand?
No, I don't think they have the opportunity to tack unrelated amendments onto things. I'm pretty sure that amendments on bills have to address the fundamental point of the bill.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a filibuster, and I can't remember.
It's an American political term.
What was the woman's name?
Wendy something.
Liz Shaw.
No. No. How hard could this be? Honestly, Wendy Davis.
It should be really easy. I should have written it down in the notes.
Senator Wendy Davis.
Senator Wendy Davis.
Democrat senator.
And also a medical doctor, I believe.
And fan of pink shoes.
And fan of murdering fetuses. she filibustered in order to make abortion mandatory, I think. Is that what she did?
Yeah, not quite. So a filibuster is, essentially, they don't have a time limit on how long they can speak. So if you can simply stand up and keep talking, you can block the passage of a bill by just running out the clock.
Yeah.
It's like sports. Oh, my God, that makes sense. American.
But the filibuster, like in this case, it had to be 13 hours long.
So and she wasn't allowed. One, is a filibuster in federal politics, like a filibuster in the US Senate, for example, is a technical filibuster. Someone can simply say, I don't know how the hell it works, but they can say they filibuster a bill. They don't actually have to stand there. And even when they did have to stand up and keep and hold the floor for the period of time they had to hold it for, they could talk about whatever they wanted and they could lean on the podium. In Texas, there are a few things. One, you are not allowed to leave, give up the floor for any reason. You can't go to the toilet. You can't stop. There's no breaks. There's no intervals.
Yeah.
That's bad enough. So 13 hours she needed to filibuster to stop the passage of this bill. There's that. She is not allowed to receive assistance from anyone. She can't tag team or anything like that.
Yeah.
She is not allowed to lean on or rest upon her podium at any point. She can't sit. And she must keep the topic germane to the issue of debate. She can't just tell you her mother's chocolate chip cookie recipe.
And unfortunately, kind of the checks and balances that are necessary in a political system seem to be absent at the moment in a lot of countries, and particularly in the US. So when you have a majority of senators from one party, a majority of them are Republicans, and the governor is also a Republican and I think former presidential hopeful.
And future presidential hopeful.
And probably future presidential hopeful, but hope not.
Rick Perry's quite high on the list of possible Republican candidates for 2016.
And he looks like a beast as well. I mean, that in a bad thing. I mean, he looks like he's maybe is partly related to Satan.
Now, it's also worth pointing out the president of this Senate is the lieutenant governor, I believe.
Mm.
So he's the person who, you know, essentially the speaker.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so she was ruled after like 11 and a half, maybe nearly 12 hours. So with, you know, sort of under an hour to go, she was ruled to have breached the rules and to need to give up the floor.
Mm.
And then there was a debate about that. So her breaches of the rules were she went off topic twice, apparently. Once she went off topic by talking about Planned Parenthood, somehow not on topic for a discussion of abortion. Once she received aid when one of her colleagues apparently offered her a back brace.
Yeah.
And second time she went off topic by discussing the attempts previously to pass a law about mandatory ultrasounds or mandatory sonograms,
which
somehow not related to abortion.
And that, let's not forget, was essentially a mandatory rape for every woman who wanted.
I'm not
an
sure
abortion.
That in Texas it was a transvaginal probe. No. It may or may not have been. Yeah. I don't know. In some states it is. In some states it's just you have to have a sonogram. In some states you have to pay for the sonogram or the ultrasound yourself. But yes, there's various things like that.
So it's theorized that she probably had a catheter.
Right, good. Good thinking. Now, the other things, what else were there? Oh, so they ended up having a debate on whether or not she had. Were they having a debate on whether or not she'd broken the rules or had to get
it
up
was
the,
incredibly complicated. And it was like inception levels deep of posturing and pedantry and
there were various motions argument. They were voting on, but they were dug deep into each other. So that at one point they were voting on a motion about whether or not the something or else could be voted on.
And it seemed like no one knew exactly what was even being.
It was
voted
very unclear.
On.
But anyway, with about
200,000 people watching on YouTube, 200,000 people.
Yeah,
that is an unbelievable number.
With about 15 minutes to go, about 14 minutes to go, they'd run out of almost anything else. Like the Democrats in the House were trying clearly to keep it going.
Leonardo
DiCaprio
had been dropped into a bathtub of ice, and so he was snapping out from his inception, and they were coming up from like level 7 in the political, the depths of political legalese.
Now, a number of times people raised points of political points of parliamentary process, which I guess is like a point of order, which were either ignored or overlooked by the president of the House or the Senate.
A Republican.
A Republican lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And at one point, a woman senator, female senator, stood up and said How much, you know, must the women in this house raise their hands or speak up to be heard over the men?
Yeah.
Something along those lines, which generated a huge round of applause and cheering from the
15 minutes.
Gathered crowd in the public gallery, who then, apparently, while they were cheering, realised that their noise was stopping the proceedings of the Senate and that they simply needed to keep cheering and making so much noise for the next 15 minutes and they could effectively have a citizens' filibuster.
Yep.
And they did.
Yep. And it was incredible. And then the Republicans still had a vote.
Yes. So they tried to vote while this was happening, but it was clearly not working.
Yeah.
So then essentially after it kind of died down at midnight, everyone thought they'd won, it kind of died down. And then they basically finished their vote. And then the website, which lists the votes, said that the vote had been conducted after midnight.
Yeah.
And then a little while later, the website said the vote had been conducted before midnight.
Yeah.
And then a little while later again, the Lieutenant Governor admitted that the vote had been conducted after midnight and that the electronic documents about the vote had been altered.
Tampered with.
Tampered with.
Illegally.
Apparently. So it would seem. So one would imagine. It was an amazing snapshot of an incredible political happening.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I hated it. But I enjoyed watching it because I felt just terrible dread that it was going to fail, because it seems like, you know, the decision to have an abortion for most women is not one that's undertaken lightly. And when they decide, when a woman decides that is her choice, her only choice or her best choice, or her doctor says, you're going to die if you don't do this, or who knows what the, you know, potential combination of circumstances are, or has been raped even, it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of obstacles in the way of choosing to have a termination.
There were a number of things that Bill did.
Yeah.
One was it outlawed abortion after 20 weeks, just full stop, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any circumstances it was allowed. The other thing it did...
I think there's only one circumstance under which that should be all right.
The other thing it did was it required that abortion providers be registered... surgical centres,
yeah,
essentially, which means rather than the 20-something currently operating in Texas, which is a fucking huge state, by the way,
yeah,
there would be, I'm going to say, 4 or 5.
I think 3.
No, it was 4 or 5. Anyway, dramatically reduced the availability.
Yeah.
And some other things. But yeah, so just, yeah, interestingly enough, it's going to be presented again in the next legislative session.
Special. Illegitimate.
Special lawmaking session.
Yeah.
And it's having public submissions tomorrow or yesterday or sometime like that. And it's unclear exactly when it will enter the Senate again. It's a new bill, because they can't present the old bill again. They have to make a new one, so it's the same bill that's been slightly tweaked.
Yeah. Probably made worse somehow.
Oh, I'm sure.
All women need to be punched now, probably.
26 million people in Texas.
Yeah.
Golly. Says the chat room. I just trust what he says. He could be making something up.
So imagine there were 3 places in Australia where it was possible to have a termination.
Now, New Zealand's abortion situation is not actually that great.
It's murkier here. It's illegal here.
It is illegal, but there is a medical loophole which gets exploited very blatantly.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, it's still illegal.
Yeah.
And there are a number of issues. But that's a whole different issue. In Iowa, yesterday, the governor there signed into law their new budget. You know, their next yearly budget,
yeah,
which also included a number of anti-abortion measures, because, you know,
that's
important in the budget.
Right. Brilliant, of course.
It requires that women have an ultrasound at their own expense.
Yeah.
And I think it requires... Oh, well, this was an interesting one. It requires abortion providers to have a treatment arrangement for hospitals, I think, or a transfer arrangement with hospitals in case something, you know, if something goes wrong, they have to have an arrangement with the hospital to be able to transfer patients.
That seems like a very good idea.
But it apparently forbids hospitals from setting one up.
That seems like a catch-22.
It defunds Planned Parenthood. I could find the other things somewhere, probably, if I keep looking.
These fucking Christians, man.
Yeah.
It's appalling letting the Christians have any sort of control.
Well, the irony is huge, though, that these are the same
Western
people who...
countries, we're just going to keep both talking, and we're just... It'll
yeah, awesome. That's fine. I'm going to talk, and you can just shush. The irony is massive that these are the people who constantly decry and vote against Obamacare because it puts the state or puts the government between a doctor and the patient. Rape crisis centers will operate under a new state imposed gag order. Rape crisis counselors will now face restrictions on telling impregnated rape patients that they can legally terminate their pregnancies. Women seeking legal abortions will have to have a state-mandated medically unnecessary ultrasound, which they will have to pay for themselves. Physicians will be legally required to deliver a Republican written speech to women seeking legal abortions, whether the doctor believes that it's believes what's in the script or even wants to say those words to his or her patient. It has been deemed irrelevant. They have to basically deliver a script. Clinics that provide abortion services will be required to have transfer agreements with local hospitals, and it bans public hospitals from establishing those agreements. And Republican policymakers in the state decided to redefine the words pregnancy and fetus in state law. The budget decides that a woman is pregnant even before the fertilized egg is implanted in the uterine lining.
So she's pregnant before
she's
pregnant.
The policy may prevent a woman from using an IUD in the state of Ohio.
So the only people who are actually qualified to make these sort of medical decisions are doctors. And it's possible that some of these elected representatives are medical doctors, but I would suggest the proportion is probably quite small. They're probably
seems
quite un- few
seems
of
unlikely,
them.
Yeah.
Because it requires a bit of intellect, actually, to be a medical doctor. And those people, honestly, I don't see much of it.
So that's a horrible situation, and that sort of picture is played out in various places around the states because... Because
the Christians are in control!
Yeah, abortion becomes essentially the number one issue for a lot of Republican voters.
Yeah.
I think that is the most important thing.
Even though many of them are women.
Yeah, although it has much more, you know, abortion controls have much more support in most situations. Most polls I've seen have much more support amongst men than women.
And older people as well.
But of course.
People who no longer have to
interestingly, where was it? I can't remember now. Some state, I wish I could remember where, has a Democrat policymaker, female policymaker. I don't know if they're a senator or a state senator or a state, whatever the other thing is, congressperson, has proposed a bill that would require a number of difficult and awkward steps to allow men to receive erectile dysfunction medication.
Sounds fair.
They would have to, yeah. They would have to have psychological counselling among other things.
Yeah. If men are going to be sluts,
that's right.
Then they should at least need to hear some doctor lecture them about it.
They have to have a signed affidavit from a sexual partner testifying to the fact that they have had erectile dysfunction. It has occurred. And they have to visit a licensed sex therapist, state licensed sex therapist, who must declare that the erectile dysfunction is not purely attributable to any of a number of psychological conditions.
Right. It seems like just desserts, but it's not a good way to make law.
No, not really.
How about we move on? Because this is all grim.
Any other subject, whatever.
US Supreme Court backs gay rights. The US Supreme Court has handed down two major victories to advocates of gay marriage, ruling that same-sex couples should get the same federal benefits as heterosexual couples and clearing the way for the resumption of same-sex marriages in California.
The first thing was about the Defense of Marriage Act, which was an act signed, I think it was signed by Clinton, actually.
Yeah.
Which made it illegal, which meant that federal agencies could not recognize state-recognized same-sex marriages. So essentially the IRS, the military, things like that couldn't, even though a marriage was recognized in a given state, it banned them from recognising that marriage.
Ironic for Clinton to sign any law about the protection or sanctity of marriage.
Perhaps. The other one was ruling not specifically against Prop 8. They didn't rule on the issue of Prop 8 was the citizens initiated referendum in California that banned gay marriage, or actually that removed gay marriage that had already been approved by the governor.
Yeah.
They didn't get around to actually ruling on Proposition 8 itself or the legality of it. What they got around to ruling was that state citizens do not have the legal standing within the court to defend a law of the state if the state itself doesn't want to.
Yeah.
So essentially California, when Proposition 8 was challenged to the Supreme Court, the state of California posed no response.
Yeah.
So a group of citizens took up the case, and they have been ruled to have no standing.
Yeah.
Which means that California can essentially ignore the referendum and carry on marrying gay people.
Yeah. And so they should. It doesn't seem to have done any damage here to have gay people marrying. Have they even started yet?
No, August sometime.
Right. Well, maybe at that point we'll all get boils and we'll have storms of frogs or whatever.
Yeah, so far my marriage isn't feeling much weaker, but I'm sure that'll come.
Nothing said.
Next story.
Bain case. I love talking about David Bain, who murdered 5 members of his family.
Yes, you do.
And tried to pin it on his father, who he also murdered. Bain case. 2 dark lines on thumb point to father as killer. So on TV3 last Wednesday on Third Degree.
Yep.
There was a piece about...
an expose.
Basically, it seemed like pro-David Bain propaganda.
That is, okay, one way to put it. Yep, it's not unreasonable.
What's the name of that woman, that journalist, that so-called journalist?
Oh, I can't remember.
What was her name?
Doesn't matter.
It matters Amanda, to me.
Amanda, was it Amanda something?
I thought she was bad words, Third Degree.
Allegedly, she's has a history of being a pro-Bain journalist.
Yeah. I think anyone who is should be, frankly, they should be ashamed of themselves. But all right. So the idea here, some guy on KiwiBlog spotted a blown up scan.
Wasn't even on KiwiBlog. It was he spotted it on what's it called? Something spin, counter spin.
Yeah. And was it not linked from KiwiBlog?
No, it was linked from there. But he there was a discussion.
So on KiwiBlog, there was a discussion about this photo, and via
not about the photo, it was about something completely different. But then
he went through it. This is completely irrelevant, Dylan. Stop being pedantic.
Carry on.
Stop being pedantic.
No.
So, he spotted in a photo, a zoomed up portion of a photo, of the dead Robin Bain lying on his carpet at their house that was conveniently bowled quite soon after the court case. He spotted what he interpreted as the lines on Robin Bain's thumb that you'd get from loading a magazine for the .22 rifle that was used.
Yes.
And they then proceeded to present evidence in favour of this hypothesis and interviewed, and I use that term loosely, on a show called Third Degree, the name which means hard questioning, it was a puff piece, but with very serious consequences. The claim is that if he has these marks on his thumb and
he's recently loaded the magazine,
and that means he loaded the magazine, then that means he is the shooter. And that is, they said, a slam dunk that it was Robin Bain who murdered 4 members of his family and then suicided. And David Bain, such a good guy, according to the Bain camp, even though he had said to a friend that this is exactly how he would murder his family – and uses Paper Round as his alibi, he's such a good guy that his psychopathic murdering father decided that he was the only one that was good enough to survive. And so he did it when his boy was out. And never mind all of the changing of clothes that he would have had to have done and so on. So they did, you know, stupid reenactments of getting people to load magazines. And you know, you could just watch people sliding their thumb in really unnatural ways just so there was the maximum chance that they would get these marks. And then they didn't even fucking match. They said they matched and they put them all up on screen. They put 9 photos, 8 of them being, you know, journalists and Bane supporters, and they were all soft and grey, and then they put up this photo in the middle of Robin Bane's thumb and it didn't even look the same, and they were like, see, exactly the same, but it was right there and it wasn't the same. And so they had various experts on who were like, I can't imagine any circumstances under which he'd have marks on his thumb that weren't caused by a magazine being loaded. Well, thank you very much, independent expert paid for by the David Bane Blowjob Foundation, or whatever that group's called. And I still believe that all of those idiots are sincere in wrongly believing that David Bane didn't do it. And so they're desperate to find some kind of justification that makes that draws the attention away from David. And the only other person that it could possibly have been is Robin. But there's about 25 really key pieces of evidence that say that it wasn't him. And almost everything, and now, of course, there was no video. You know, there wasn't a camera in the corner that watched him do it. He didn't strap a GoPro to his head. He didn't write a blog about it. You know, there weren't news media all around the place.
There weren't GoPros or blogs.
No, that's right. So there, and he had never admitted that he did it. You know, so all of the evidence that says he did it is so-called circumstantial evidence, right? But it all points in his direction, right? Everything points in David Bane's direction. Until they finally managed to find these marks on Robin Bane's thumb. And they were like, why didn't the police, blah, blah, blah. And now David should definitely get compensation, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, the police released the fingerprints that they took off Robin Bane's corpse. I call him a corpse because, of course, he had just been murdered by David Bane. And on those fingerprints, very clearly, I thought very clearly, I'm not a fingerprint expert, but I do have eyes and I have done quite a bit of graphic design, very clearly were these exact same marks on his thumb that makes it absolutely certain that it is marks in the skin, not on the skin, right? It is scratches or scars, okay? It is not a bit of lead or gunpowder on his skin. It is damage to his skin. Okay, and their experts were like, well, it doesn't look like it's a scratch to me, but it was a scratch. It was a scratch or a scar. It clearly was a scratch or a scar.
Okay.
And the whole thing is, I think, it's the David Bane camp. It's their job to try and push this sort of story. But it's journalists and TV3s and Third Degrees, it's their job to ask difficult questions and to try and establish if what their claim is true by talking to people who have an opposing view.
Okay.
And so they didn't fucking do that. And I think they should be ashamed of themselves.
They did a shit job with the report. I think the evidence they presented is interesting. I'm not sure it's conclusive.
It's clearly not conclusive.
Okay. Well, I don't feel like arguing about it with you. But there is marks, and they are peculiar. They do bear a striking resemblance to what you would expect. They have the right dimensions. Regardless, I feel incredibly uncomfortable discussing the evidence in the Bane case when neither of us have ever seen it. What we do know is people who have reviewed the evidence recently, especially more recent issues with the evidence, have agreed either that there was not sufficient evidence, to prosecute David Bane. Then they've seen a lot more evidence than we have. They've sat around, in the case of the jury, for, I don't know, weeks, I think it was, reviewing evidence, listening to arguments about the evidence. In the case of Justice Binney being presented with massive amounts of evidence,
I think it's ridiculous for us to go on what we read on the internet from people with a number of unknown vested interests and make decisions based on that. Clearly, the police fucked up a number of aspects of their investigation, including not checking for gunshot residue on Robin Bain, especially when they initially believed it was a suicide. So I don't know. Fundamentally, this is another question in the case, and it was a shitty way that they approached the report, especially by not allowing the police an opportunity to respond within the report.
I think it was embarrassing. I think it was shameful.
Yeah, I had initially assumed that they had offered the police, because obviously the police were present, or a member of Crown Prosecutions and a detective were present when they tested with the firearm in question.
The firearm that David Bain used to murder 5 members of his family.
Apparently, allegedly. So I had assumed that they had offered the police an opportunity to respond, and the police had declined. Apparently they did not, which is pretty shocking. There is a complaint being put forward to TV3, and I think they should have to take it pretty fucking seriously, because it was not
an appropriate way to approach their job. It might be no surprise that I happen to believe that Martin Van Beinen is right. He was in the court every day. He did see all of the evidence and all of the testimony, and he said that it was quite clear that it was David and there was no way that it was Robin. If anyone questions this, I'm very happy to come up with the list that he came up with, which was, 20 or 30 specific items from the trial that said it was David, not anyone else. If you want to see that, I will dig it up for you again. I'm pretty sure it's been in the show notes before. But I
probably won't read it.
But there's almost no evidence that David didn't do it. There is almost no evidence that Robin did do it. And so I think that, Occam's razor says that it was David.
Yeah, usually I'm a fan of Occam's razor, but I don't know. I'm still not comfortable with the fact that an educated jurist such as David Binney was unconvinced. Was it David Binney? Ian Binney? Someone Binney. Justice Binney was unconvinced, and that 12 members of a jury who sat in the case every day were unconvinced.
But then I think it was a Queen's Counsel, an independent lawyer, who looked at his starting assumptions and said that they were faulty.
No, they said that he had not made a reasonable claim in regards to justification, because he was looking... It wasn't about that his claim in the case was faulty. It was about that he had an incorrect assumption about what would be the necessary threshold for compensation. I believe that was the primary part of it, and that justice was, employed by the ministry or the Ministry of Justice once they didn't like the result they got from Binney. So, arguably there's a conflict there.
I think
it was clear that he knew exactly why he'd been employed.
Balance of probabilities rather than reasonable doubt or something?
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do something that is...
awesome? Find something awesome.
That's kind of happier and less controversial.
Next story.
This is from BuzzFeed. 23.
Love BuzzFeed. They never fuck shit up at all.
23 truly terrible sex tips. And these are from Cosmopolitan and Men's Health and that kind of source. I'm not going to do all of them because some of them are just... They're stupid, bad, and not funny. But number 2, introduce donuts into your lovemaking. Glazed donut, gently stick his penis through the hole. Then nibble around it, stopping to suck him once in a while. The sugary texture of your tongue will add an interesting new dimension.
What?
What donuts are these that would even fit?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have pickles. 3, use your teeth.
Nope.
4, and this one is... sprinkle a little pepper under his nose right before he climaxes. Sneezing can feel similar to an orgasm and amplify the feel-good effects. But can you imagine if you're having sex and then someone starts trying to sprinkle pepper on your face?
There's a few things here. I mean, obviously, this requires only a certain number of positions this is going to work, and you can't sprinkle pepper under the nose of someone who is where gravity won't make that work. Secondly...
I'm assuming cowgirl.
Yeah. Secondly, if that it may feel good, but then so does an orgasm, which is likely to happen anytime. And you, instead of just an orgasm, you're going to have... Yeah, so you're
possibly going to have snot on your tits.
Exactly. Who wants that? No one wants that. Maybe some people want that. I don't think that's a good idea. Also, who keeps Pepper beside the bed for this occasion?
Yeah. Number 12. This is a quote from Stephen, age 23, who has revealed too much about himself, and it's from Cosmopolitan. It really sucks when a woman handles your manhood with care. Ladies, our units aren't that sensitive. We need you to get a little rough with them. Squeeze hard, suck hard, really grab onto it like you're milking a cow. You may think you're hurting him, but I guarantee if you asked, he'd request more, more.
Stephen's into a bit of CBT. That's fine. Nothing to worry about.
That's right. And Stephen must masturbate with sandpaper or something. He must punch himself in the nuts.
Douse his face in booze. Give him a beer facial. The combination of egg white and the yeast in the hops hydrates and improves the skin elasticity.
Okay, but just
you
go back to
that. You can
tell
him that your lips can't resist his delicious beer-flavored face.
But the combination of egg white and yeast in the hops. A hop is a flour. There is no yeast or egg white in a hop.
I'm assuming to make the facial, you mix egg white and beer?
Do you think so?
I don't know.
Maybe
this is not an experience.
Maybe this is an extract. If they mean egg white would be in beer, then it's actually possible because it can be used for finings.
It's not really in beer. Then it's been skimmed off. It's just there's traces.
That's right. Number 17, get creative in the kitchen. Cook dinner topless. Apply a little tomato sauce to your nipple and ask your man to lick it off.
Great. That's an excellent idea. It just is very important that you choose the right recipes.
Yeah.
Anything involving bacon is a no.
Because you might get bitten.
Sure. Yeah. I was thinking more of the splattering fat, but sure.
Number 20. Make sure a horror film is playing in the background.
No. When you've got an annoying roommate.
Rent a horror... What?
This is what it is. Yeah. I just...
Do you want me to not skip? Do you want me to go back?
No, go for it. But it's bizarre.
Rent a horror movie and play it while you have sex. If they hear any screams, they'll assume it's the movie.
It's just, who wants to have that going on in the background? That's terrible.
I've actually more or less done this. I went over to my girlfriend's place when I was about 15 or 16, and we watched Hellraiser. And I've never seen that movie to this day. It's very dangerous being a teenager in your girlfriend's house. It's very dangerous indeed.
I had sex while watching ER once, and I think that's given me a strange emotional or physiological attachment to George Clooney.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely comfortable with it.
21. Feed each other ice cream in the dark. Not being able to see means more spilling, which means more licking up the mess.
And more changing the sheets immediately afterward.
And kind of just being sort of gross and sticky. I don't understand if your relationship is so fucking ruined.
I don't think there's
a
about relationship.
You have to do things like this. Okay, but if it's not about a relationship, if it's about just a bit of fun with a stranger, it's an exciting experience anyway without doing all this stupid bullshit.
Oh my god, 22.
Do you want to do 22? You can go on, do 22.
Ladies, why not set your man this baffling test? Quiz him. What's your favorite flower, movie, etc.? If he gets it right, he's earned 10 seconds of oral. Wrong, and you drizzle candle wax on his chest.
Who wants 10 seconds of oral?
And honestly, if you say, okay, answer these questions. If you get them right, 10 seconds of oral. If you get them wrong, I'm going to drizzle hot wax on your chest. I'm like,
it's very passive aggressive.
I'm just
going to
go and play on the computer.
It's very passive aggressive. Yeah, I agree. I mean, fuck this. I mean, what's your problem? Why are you being so aggressive? This is not where our relationship is. I thought we had a very healthy dynamic going on. But now
how about no punishment? How about I don't want wax on my chest?
Yeah. How about none of that? How about you just stop that?
So there you go. That's 23. BuzzFeed is occasionally interesting and very often absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Another amazing thing that happened this week, which, you know, I guess ideally we would have done that instead of talking at all about the that Texas thing. But it was so amazing watching it live. It was so exciting. The National have done an absolute about face, regardless of what they say about how they would have just clarified their position and they're never against it. They've decided that they will at least partially fund Auckland's central rail link. But of course, they want a much longer time frame, not starting until 2020 or something, instead of like 2015 or 2016, which was what the council wanted, and only funding about half of it, and also proposing that the way that they were going to fund it is by asset sales.
Yay!
That's what we want.
Sell the railway. Oh, wait.
Stupid. But they also have also released and not funded, but suggested that it would be funded as a third harbour crossing. And this one proposed to be, I think...
45 minutes.
Two lanes each way of vehicles and two lanes of rail.
That's fine, but... Why would you build
in a tunnel,
crossing?
In a tunnel.
Well, that's fine, but why do you build a crossing and put just two fucking lanes in it?
I think that why do you build another crossing and put any vehicle traffic in it? I think it should only be for rail.
Why? You just know there's going to be more. It's like the Victoria Park tunnel that they built. There's only two lanes. Why only two lanes?
Yeah. And when they built the new viaduct, the new Newmarket viaduct, that all of that work, building that entire new bridge, added one lane in one direction.
It's just like, have a little bit of forward thinking. So, you know, it's going to cost another $10 million or whatever, or $1 billion, but it's going to save us having to do this again in 20 years.
Yeah.
Or 15 or 10 or however. I'm just amazed how useless the Northwestern motorway is.
The Northwestern is useless, and it would be nice if the rail was even better out there, and I guess it probably will be. When does all the electrification stuff turn on?
Not for another year, to 2014, I think.
And
when it does, trains stop running past Henderson.
They stop at Swanson, don't they?
No, they don't go past Henderson, I don't think. I don't think they make... Oh, maybe they... maybe they go to Swanson.
I think the station that's being left out in the cold is Waitakere, because they're not being electrified.
And Rānui.
Is there one... Where's Rānui?
I don't know. I'm confused. Anyway, some of the stations... Some part of the current Western Rail Link is not going to continue once electrification happens, because they didn't want to spend the extra whatever it costs to electrify that, and there's currently not a lot of demand out there.
Well, and that's the key thing, isn't it? Currently.
Yeah.
You need to plan for the demand. Just like with our ugly harbour bridge that we built with friggin' four lanes originally. Madness. Or was it five originally?
No, four. Two each way. We added two more each way.
Yeah. Thank you, Japan. We like your engineering skills.
Nippon clip-ons.
So, Mayor hailed Auckland's future as City of Rails. Distant future, but, something to look forward to. I do like a good train.
Monday.
And I don't take the train in Auckland very much, because, of course, I live so close to work, I have no need for any sort of transport aside from my legs. But there's been a proposal, possibly even a plan. They might even have started building it, for all I know, for a Parnell station, which would be pretty handy for me. And then once the city rail link's built, and especially once there's a rail over to the shore, the whole thing will just instantly become more utilised, because it will go to useful places and it will be fast. The backing into and out of Britomart is nuts. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, there's still problems with I still think there's problems with the train network, in terms of it's all well and good, but the trains don't go quite where they always need to, and there's often not very good connections from the trains to other places. Like, it can be quite hard to get. Yeah, it doesn't always link very well.
That's right, it doesn't always link very well. And the reason that they don't go where they need to is that the rail lines in Auckland should have been built a long time ago, and the population should be clustered along the lines. And I think that would naturally start to happen, because, all organisms will gravitate towards, the resources.
Well, instead,
the
populations are clustered along the motorways, because they are the more efficient, have been the more efficient means of transport. Anyway,
that's
what else?
Absolutely right. That's the Tribune. Oh, and on the back of this, well, maybe not on the back of this, I don't know when what period this covers, National have gained against Labour. Congratulations, Labour. Well done.
Yay. Wait, well, National has gained against Labour.
Yep.
Yeah, Labour's really just don't care anymore.
So according to Patrick Gower, wonder what he thinks about that third degree thing. Probably he's quite in favour of it. The thin ink line, maybe? I don't know. What do you call them? Thin red line is soldiers, and the thin blue line is police. Do journalists stand up for each other? I think they probably don't. I think they stab each other in the back pretty happily.
Yeah,
so there's probably no thin journalism line. Labour leader David Shearer has been put on 2 months' notice by his own MPs. If the poll ratings don't improve, his leadership will be challenged. A Labour MP told 3 News on the, 5 days ago, last Thursday, that Mr. Shearer had until spring, 2 months away, to pick up his and Labour's performance. And let's be honest, he's not going to.
But then who the fuck is?
Well, that's an excellent question. Because the thing is that even now...
I'm not even entirely sure it's Shearer's fault. I mean, he's, you know, an uninspirational leader. But
he's ineffective.
He's an uninspirational leader leading an uninspirational party.
Yeah. And I don't know that there's anything they could do to win my vote back at this stage. I think that they've got to go for quite a while in a much stronger direction than they're currently going for me to get any sort of confidence in them.
They've got to be a much more effective opposition. I'm sick of... the uselessness of it. They're half the time their only response is just to pointlessly criticize the government. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit. Yeah, obviously you don't agree with what the government's doing, so I don't care how much you don't agree and how clever a comeback and witty a comparison you can come up with. What I'd rather hear is
what you're going to do.
Yeah, what would be a better way of dealing with the situation?
And just, once you tell me what you would do, I'm perfectly happy with you also saying what's wrong with the other guy. But I want to hear your suggestions for how to do things.
But actually,
better.
Say what's wrong with it. Don't just say that the other guy is dumb and living in the past and whatever. That's the
And it's an out of touch multimillionaire who made his money out of banking, which is
which may be fine and is very reasonable, but isn't really germane.
Do we need to have a debate about whether it's germane or not?
No.
I'm not wearing a back brace, neither am I wearing a catheter. Or depends.
Maybe you are. Maybe you are. We don't need to confirm. We don't need to confirm or deny.
So the question, I guess, is not whether Cher is going to go, because he has to. But it's whether any of the other options would make any difference. And the other options, as far as I can tell, are David Cunliffe and Robertson? Is that his name? Grant Robertson?
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar. I don't know. I can't remember any of them. I just don't care.
They're not really interesting people, are they?
No.
I'm not really a supporter of anyone in particular in the Labour Party, because, I mean, honestly, I feel alienated by them, by their ongoing ineptitude. But I felt like when they had their leadership debate after the last election, and David Cunliffe and Shearer were the obvious two choices, and they sort of had debates, and I remember they were on like Campbell or something together, and Shearer was faffy and useless, and Cunliffe was sharp, and so, since then he's also had some pretty good speeches, which I've quite enjoyed. I probably favour David Cunliffe. Not that anyone cares what I favour, because I'm not a member of the Labour Party.
Well, he's the one with a profile who isn't. The worst.
And he seems really clever.
Yeah.
But he also, it's very obvious that he's quite widely disliked. And I don't understand the dislike, because I guess, I don't really follow politicians that much. So I don't really, I don't know what it is in the past that he's done that means the other politicians dislike him. If they dislike him because he's obviously clever, though, then I'm perfectly happy for him to get his way against them, because I think they should all be clever.
Yep.
And I think that's something that the Green Party has over the others, because they seem to be quite disproportionately clever compared to the others. But maybe that's just because of Gareth Hughes, I don't know.
It may be. I mean, they still have some dumb policy, I think, some things I have a problem with, but fundamentally they're not quite as bad as the things I like, yeah. So...
Clean water. Thanks, clean water. That's a pretty good one, and not being stupid. And public transport instead of motorways. Those are pretty key.
Next story.
Yeah.
Alicia Silverstone launches breast milk sharing service, but not for men. It's for babies.
That's good. We can just move on. I understand what that means. It sounds fine. Let's why I just there's so I just
because for a variety of reasons some women can't
no I understand that
nurse their babies and they want to feed why their babies breast milk
involved or I just yeah okay that's cool that's good I mean I kind of do but anyway
well good. there have been other of these services before and there probably are some in every city in the Western world that already exist. The reason we hear about this one is just because of Silverstone. But that doesn't mean that this is the first time this has ever happened, obviously.
Tis not.
But the reason Alicia Silverstone is involved with this one is that you wouldn't have heard about it otherwise.
Next story.
Anger at filming in gym shower. A Les Mills gym goer raced out of the shower, chased down another man and smashed his iPhone after he caught him filming over the partition. The police later raided the home of the filmmaker, a 25-year-old Wellington man, after the gym incident on September 3rd and found a separate recording of another man urinating in a private toilet cubicle.
The headline on this just seems not quite right.
It's not sufficient. This guy was videoing at the gym men who believed that they were in a private situation, and he was convicted of that.
Good.
So there you go.
Don't do that. It's not nice.
You shouldn't do it. None of your business. What? Oh, my God. And now here's the thing that you might be wondering why I've put into the episode 4.19 show notes. Vin Diesel. I would love it if you would take a guess as to why I've put him in the show notes, old Vin Diesel.
Because he's your favorite actor.
Because on Facebook, he has over 43 million likes. Over 43 million people follow Vin Diesel on Facebook.
He's pretty likable.
43 million.
I like Vin Diesel.
That is unbelievable. There is so many. Is that the most?
Log into Facebook and like Vin Diesel. Please hold.
I think you should. It's huge.
43.8 million at the moment.
Yep.
So 43,867,609 likes, 43,867,610 likes.
And I bet by the time you get to it, it will be more than 10.
I don't care. I clicked it, and as far as I'm concerned, that's what happened. I'm not actually looking at the numbers to see if it changed that way. I like Vin Diesel. You should like Vin Diesel too.
I do like Vin Diesel, but I'm not going to like Vin Diesel. He's weird on Facebook. He posts strange stuff. He seems actually quite a charming person, frankly. But
next story,
this will blow your mind. Yahoo shutting down Alta Vista.
What?
Alta Vista is still up,
and Yahoo owns it.
This is incredible. I mean, I can remember Alta Vista. It was one of the first search engines I think that existed, and certainly one of the first that I used.
It was one of the first good ones.
I can't even remember many of the others, like Lycos. I don't even remember.
It used to be owned by
Lycos
Digital
started.
DEC, Digital Equipment Corporation, right. Who got bought out by Compaq. I'm not sure when it joined Yahoo.
Yeah.
But I remember Yahoo Search used to be powered by Alta Vista for a while.
Yeah.
And so now obviously they've spun it off separately.
Yeah. Yahoo shutting it down. Alta Vista. That's amazing. I think it started. I mean, I think it started probably before I even was using the internet, actually.
It's still probably better than Bing.
But does it have image search?
Alta Vista started in 1995.
Oh, okay. Well, so it was after I
became... In 1996, Alta Vista became the exclusive provider of search results for Yahoo. In 98, Digital was sold to Compaq. And in 99, Compaq redesigned Alta Vista as a web portal, hoping to compete with Yahoo.
And other news that is likely to make men and women angry.
Next story.
The Vital Records Service in Clayton County, Georgia, asked a 37-year-old woman who was looking to have a driver's license renewed to prove that she was really a woman by getting a pap smear.
The fuck?
Yep. Apparently, there was a problem on her birth certificate and it listed her as male. Yeah. So that's tough.
Why would you need a pap smear? Surely just a doctor could look and go, yep.
Or you could talk to her son that she had.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't know.
Their birth certificate does, luckily, and they accepted that eventually.
Good, good.
Yeah. Oh, God, I want to...
Next story.
So on planes, there are a few people. So a lot of people think that the worst thing on a plane is a crying baby. That is not true. I do not really care much about crying babies. What I care about on planes is people leaning their chair back too much. Over recliners should be dumped in the airlock. I don't think most planes actually have an airlock.
But no, maybe, it's an oversight.
Maybe more planes should have an airlock so that we could throw people who recline too much in those airlocks, because the person behind you is going to have to deal with your chair, and either everyone leans back or just don't lean back too much. You're in a seat, not a bed.
Three.
Yes, it's uncomfortable, but you don't need to make things worse for the people behind you. Bastards, keep your chair upright. One. See you next
this
week.
This has been Air Travel with Morgan.
You're listening to the weekly show on with course.
All right, we're using that one.
I haven't even been looking at the old chat room. Let's have a look at the old chat room.
Are those losers still there?
They didn't hear me, did they?
They did. They did. The stream's still up. And
shit.
Still recording as well.
Oh no! Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, Alta Vista, eh? Wow. I want to use it now. It's going to shut down in like 6 days.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Google Reader being gone. Probably because I don't care. Feedly has completely replaced it for me.
I'm searching myself on Alta Vista.
So exciting.
Alta Vista.
Make Yahoo my homepage. No, I don't think so. It's all me. Yeah,
it feels like by searching on Alta Vista, it feels like it should be results from the past. I mean, obviously it is results from the past, but what I mean is it should be results from the distant past. Like it should be like able to show you anything from after the mid-90s.
Which would be really annoying because nothing would fucking work.
Morgan Nichols, professional videographer.
Oh, really?
Welcome to the personal site of videographer and graphic designer Morgan Nichols.
I'm dubious immediately of anyone who calls himself a videographer, but that's fine.
Is it a guy? It might be a guy.
Morgan is a girl's name.
Morgan Nichols' passion for videography and graphic design began in 2000 when he made videos for school projects. Fuck you, Dylan. Well, isn't Dylan a girl's name in the States?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Incorrect. Now, Dylan, wasn't that the name of a female character in something?
And one in the movie of Charlie's Angels, but that was wrong.
Right. No, it was correct.
No, it was wrong.
And Morgan is a man's name, but it's been used for women for centuries. Incorrectly. Let's see.
So there you go. Did you see the police dog thing?
No.
Right.
Oh, yes, where they shot the dog for no apparent reason.
Well, for some apparent reason, but not a very good one.
Fucking pricks.
Yeah, that was something.
Morgan Nichol mugshot. Morgan Nichol.
That better be you after being arrested.
No, this is a woman. Houston County, Georgia. She's blonde and she's got a stud in her lip. And she looks sad. So this is weird because on Google, I think I dominate pretty fucking strongly. Let's see. What does Google have to say about this? Yeah, I'm absolutely fucking super dominant. But on Alta Vista, it's sort of a mix. It's a hodgepodge for my name.
Yeah, I'm dominant on Google.
Is it because we're getting, you know, sort of that hyper-localized results that so it sort of knows that it's actually...
It knows that it's us. It specifically knows that we're searching for ourselves and it shows us only stuff that is us.
Damn it. I wish I could turn on my VPN, but I think it would fuck up the call.
Would.
I'd like to be able to do that and then fire up a browser that I don't ever use.
Let's see. If I search Dylan Reeve on Google, I get my website, I get my Twitter, I get my LinkedIn, I get my Vimeo, I get my YouTube, I get my Facebook, and then I get some fucking furniture designer.
So there are other Dylan Reeves?
Yeah, he's Max Dylan Reeve.
Right.
Dylan's his middle name. He's quite a well-known furniture designer in the UK. Then I get my IMDb, and then I get me on Creative Cow, and then I get a Wikipedia photo that is apparently attributed to me. And then I get my posterus, which is dead, so that's fucking useless. Then I get my Google Plus. Ha ha ha.
My IMDb isn't until the second page. My first ones are my .com, my Twitter, Spoiler Massacre, LinkedIn, work, someone else on Wikipedia. Damn it! I need to have a Wikipedia so I can push that motherfucker off this list. But I'm absolutely not notable, so that's tough. It's not going to happen, is it?
Facebook. My Pinterest is on there. I have never pinned a fucking thing.
Have you got a Last FM for you?
No, I don't have a Last FM.
I think you might find that you actually have, but because you are listed as an artist on an awful lot of MP3s on the internet now, Dylan.
What?
Yep. So you might find that you have got a few listeners for your name on Last FM. Let's see. Dylan plus Reeve. Nope, that artist could not be found. Sorry, dude. Well, I don't actually know how I first appeared on Last FM. I think that someone needs to have Last FM'd a discourse, and
I don't even know what this is. I don't understand.
I don't really know what it is either, but apparently 24 Last FM users are also discourses and have Last FM'd it, and so I am an artist on Last FM apparently. I'm surprised you're not on there. I thought it would just grab whoever was an artist on any of those files. Maybe it's just the first one, I don't know. I tend to put myself first. I'm a very selfish lover, Dylan, as you know.
Yep.
Flickr is so good now.
You know what? I still find this retardedly annoying.
What?
Flickr has a mobile app, right? And given that they give me a terabyte of bandwidth, why the fuck does it not automatically upload all my photos?
You mean like Dropbox and Google Plus are very happy to do? It's not like, yes, they have to innovate the idea. It's a concept that's already been conceptualized.
And I really like it. And I did vaguely try to do an if-then-else to do it, but if I do that, then if this, then that, I mean. if-then-else. Sorry, I've been pretty basic lately. I did try to do an if-then-that to do it, but you can't, the Flickr interface through if-then-that can't make private things. So that would mean every photo I took with my camera immediately became public on my Flickr, and I wasn't quite into that.
That seems very strange.
It does. Maybe it is a limitation in the API or something.
What is this group shot? Oh, I think this is a bar camp. Man, it's funny seeing photos which people have tagged you in.
Wow, Instagram's broken. That's weird. There's a Dylan Reeve on Instagram. It's annoying. It's not me.
Some bastard. Yeah, there are people who just need to change their fucking names.
Yeah, it really annoys me when very occasionally I go to like a website and find that my username is not available.
Yeah.
And my username is my name, so that pisses me off.
Yeah. So there's a museum in New York called the Morgan.
I will try and go there when I go to New York.
And they are, I think they're very sad that I've got that Twitter. And a lot of their visitors talk to me. And say,
oh, really?
how great it was seeing some DJ or whatever at me.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Oh, well, that's really cool.
Yeah. There's also a hotel in Dublin.
Doesn't Carl von Randau end up getting
a lot
reasonably solid offers from a large cosmetics company pretty regularly?
I don't know if he actually gets offers, but
I'm pretty sure he's had offers.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't need the money.
No, not really sad for them.
Yeah, sucked in. You're never going to get it. I don't know why we're being coy. His name on Twitter is Avon. So draw your own conclusion as to what cosmetics company we might be talking about.
Is it Nutrilife? No, Nutri? No, yeah. No, that's a food thing. I don't know. It's confused.
Might be. So I've noticed. So I didn't do a... What's your auntie been talking about?
What's your auntie been talking about?
What's your auntie been sending you on VHS? I've been watching... Now, this is going to sound silly and obvious. I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, this is also obvious. There is a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean cat videos. I mean really nice stuff.
Although,
I mean, there are also videos.
Have you seen Simon's cat?
Is that the animation where it wakes him up and so on?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. Man, that you were so right about that that Vine Lemon thing. What was the comedian's name?
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso. I watched that a lot of times, and then I made Sal watch it. And then I watched other compilations of Vines. The point is, though, that I was correct with what I said, which was that very few people are good at it. But you're right that the people who are good at it are pretty fucking great.
It's a really on BuzzFeed the other day I saw, was it on BuzzFeed somewhere? No, it was on Cracked. 25 best 5 second films.
Right.
Have you seen those?
I have seen 5 second films. There's one guy, that short American guy who did the spur of the moment thing on Parks and Recreation.
I have no idea. I haven't watched Parks and Rec. Anyway, should go soon. But I will send you this link. There it is. I've sent you this link. And I'll put it in the chat room.
Patton Oswalt. I think Patton Oswalt makes a lot of those sort of 5 second films. Or does he make 2 second films?
But it's a fantastic art form. And if you get it right, man, great results. Did you watch Will Sasso's Driving as Arnie ones?
Yes.
Also great.
I'm so tempted to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger Get Out of the Way, but I just feel like I'd be really embarrassed.
I can't think what podcast I was listening to. It must have been, was it Nerdist, maybe? Where they had this whole running thing going on where they just kept saying, shit, shit,
yeah,
and doing the Arnie voices. Shit. And that was probably not a very good one.
I really badly want to do a Get Out of the Way, but I'm not going to. I don't even know if that's a thing that he said. Get down, you know, one of those ones. I wasn't
out of the way.
Yeah, no, I can't do that sort of thing.
That's...
Wow, the soundboard's really big. How am I meant to find anything on it? Holy hell. Is there a Get Out of the Way?
How are you? Nice to meet you.
Okay, we should see one of these things. Hang on. Let's go on.
But I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
I was just finishing up discourse.
What the fuck did I do wrong?
Well, it's just an awkward time, Arnie.
What do you want?
I just want to finish talking to Morgan, and then I can go to bed.
What's your real name?
Dylan.
You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy!
I guess so. I haven't killed anyone.
Hasta la vista, baby.
All right, see
ya. Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole.
Hey, chill out.
Wrong. Go on.
Chill out, just calm down.
I'm just doing my job.
You son of a bitch.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Fish and chat.
Good morning.
Sorry, this show is cancelled. Beep.